Who's the art site?
Rav Epstein,
the
Pinchas Epstein.
Yeah. Zuchuso Yogin Aleinu. He's a holy people. Holy people. Okay, we're up to, so we did yesterday the three psukim inside, we did with the mitzvah stuff, we said some different ideas. Today we're going to go to the Radak. Obviously, everyone over here is going to have something to say because these psukim are just too popular to let them go by without anything unique. So the Radak actually is very short, very interesting. The Radak over here did not want to take advantage. I guess he left it to the other people. Radak over here says, Pasuk Yudches Mikel Kamecha Divri Hanavi Keneged Hakel Yisparach. He's speaking over here towards Hashem. What does he mean to say by that? What?
Page 531
on the very, very top in the Radak. Mikel Kamecha Divri Hanavi Keneged Hakel Yisparach. Rashi, right, there is no Rashi, that is correct. There is no Rashi. No, well, there is. I'm sorry, are you right? You're right. I made a mistake. We're doing all three psukim together. You are correct. You made a mistake. Let's do the Rashi first. Correct. We don't do the Mitzudos, so we do the Rashi. So let's go to Pasuk Chaf. On page 532. Rashi did not comment on Pasuk Yudches and Yutes. That's very interesting. Why not? I do not know. Sometimes not saying something is a statement in and of itself. Tidem es Liakov, Pasuk 532. Tirgem Yonason Tisyehev Kushta Liakov Livnohi. This is a new translation. To grant the MS of Yaakov to his children, Kemo di Kayemto Le Biveiskel Tivos Avraham Lazari, just like Hashem has fulfilled in Beiskel the blessing. Yaakov Avinu, he went to Beiskel. Yaakov Avinu, one of his trips, he came to Beiskel, and there Hashem has given to Vos Avraham Lezarei Basrohi, Kimo Dikai Yem Tolei Bein Bisraya, Tidkar Lona Akidas Yitzchak. Just like there, when Yaakov Avinu, when he traveled to Beiskel, Yaakov Avinu on his journey, okay, there were different times when Yaakov, I'm not exactly sure which journey, I think it was more than once, Yaakov Avinu encountered Beisel, and there Hashem blessed Yaakov Avinu, and the blessing he gave to him was just a renewal or the giving over, the transfer, the blessing that I've given to your forefather, Avraham Avinu, at the Bris Bein HaBesarim. That Hashem says, look at this land. I'm going to give it all of this land to you, Avraham. And Avraham then said, "Bamo eda ki iroshena." There are two elements of the Brit Ben Avraham. We have to. They will. It appears that those the two items that appear in that sugya are very significant here in this parasha as well. And what are they? The first thing Avraham said to Hashem at that moment is, Hashem matitain li v'yonochi hoylech ariri uvenesek beisi hu danesek Eliezer. Avraham Avinu complained, so to speak, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what is all of this worth? I was Moser Nefesh, I jumped into Kivshon Ho'esh, I rescued my nephew Lot. But when everything is said and done, it's over. I will not have a legacy. It's all going to come to an end. Matitainli, what are you going to give me, Hashem, in reward for everything that I have done? What's all about? The Onochi Holech Ariri, I do not have children to pass on the legacy. And Eliezer knew he's a good man, but he does not have the qualities that are necessary to preserve and carry on my legacy. And why not? That's another topic of discussion. But he does not. So Hashem says to him, Avraham, you are wrong. Vayotzei oisoi hachutza, don't look into your mazel. You will have a child. It will be miraculous, but you will have a child. Okay, that's part number one. Then Hashem goes on to say, in addition, I will give you a homeland. This land is yours. And here, Avraham does not accept just Hashem's promise. Avraham Avinu, he says, Bamo Eda Ki Iroshana. Prove it. Prove it. What is the guarantee that I will indeed inherit the land? So Hashem makes with Avraham Avinu a covenant, the Brisbane Habisarim, that he will indeed inherit the land. And of course, as you all know better than me, there's just no limit to the commentary on the Brisbane Habisarim. What was the nature of the conversation? The Ayin Pan Mutara. But this was the moment where Hashem did make the ultimate covenant with Avraham Avinu that you, indeed, your children, your Zera, will take possession of Eretz Yisrael. At a later point in time, Avraham Avinu, he comes upon, generations later, whatever it is, Yaakov, he comes to Beisel, and there Hashem appears to Yaakov Avinu, and he reminds Yaakov Avinu that you are the heir to Avraham Avinu, your grandfather, to whom I've made the covenant of parts, the Bris Ben Abbasam, to give him the land. And let me just review with you that this is your property, that this is your land. And let me again renew with you the covenant. I don't know the exact terminology, I have to look at the Mefarshim, what exactly was going on over there. The time when we hear Yitzchak to allude to this, and that's what Rashi brings to point out over here. So how does that come into play? So that's not even mentioned, because we know this. So why did we need this whole story of Yitzchak with Yitzchak and Esav and Yaakov? If Hashem is the one who gives the blessing, so who needs to get Esav involved? If anyway Hashem is going to renew the covenant with Yaakov Avinu, so obviously Hashem, to a degree, is only going to do what Yitzchak did. Hashem allows man in this world to be a partner in the derech of this world. Hashem, that's a very common popular yisod in Yadus. Like my father always used to say that from the thing by Ditshava, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know Yiddish, how to say it in Yiddish, Firzach the Welt, Ruba de Ruba. People like to say, Hakol Bidei Shamayim. No. The Badishava said it's not, you got it wrong. Don't confuse me with the facts, with what it says in Chazal. The Eibishter Firzach the Welt, Ruba de Ruba. He lets man partner with him in also making critical decisions that guide the destiny of the world. It's only because Yitzchak gave the brachos to Yaakov, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to Yaakov and renew with Yaakov the Bris Bein HaBesorim. If Yitzchak would have not have gone through the effort, would not have gone through the process of giving the brachos to Yaakov, then Hashem would not appear to Yaakov and renew the covenant with Yaakov. Hashem would give it to the natural heir. The natural heir is Esav. Esav is the Bechor. So it's because Hashem allows man to be a partner, to make decisions, and to influence the trajectory of this world, Hashem says, okay, if this is how you want to go, b'derech she'odom roitze leilech sham molichin oisoi. That does not just refer to an individual, that if you want to go to L.A., Hashem will give you siyata d'shmaya to get on the right plane and make things work out, you can make your connecting flight. It doesn't just mean for an individual. It means for the destiny of the world. The destiny of the world was in the hands of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the heir to Avraham. And now it's his decision to make to who he will direct the destiny of the world, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, or to Esav. He wanted to give it to Esav. Rivka wanted to give it to Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also there as well. But at the end of the day, Yitzchak did say, Gam Baruch, yeah. Gam Baruch, yeah. He also, at the end of the day, he says, I put my stamp of approval, even though I was fooled. I see now at the end of the day, this is what was incorrect. what will be, and he gave over the brachas. Now that Yitzchak gave his approval that Yaakov should be the heir to Eretz Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, this is what you want, b'derech she'adam roitze leilech, shamalichin oisai, I'll go with you, I will now appear to Yaakov Avinu and not to Esav in Beisel and renew the bris bein habesarim. That's what it says over here. So over here, the pasuk over here says, that's the target inside of the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Kama, the second line, the second line in the Rashi, Kama, the kayemto lebe beiskel, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu established in Beisel, Tov Vos Avraham Lazare Basroi, the goodness of Avraham seed to his children. In other words, Hashem renew the covenant in Beisel with Yaakov, who is the Zera of Avraham Avinu, Kama dekayemto lei bein Bisraya, the renewal of what Hashem gave to Avraham Avinu at the Bris Ben Abasarim, Tidkar lono Akidas Yitzchak, to remember for us Akidas Yitzchak. So over here Rashi explains a little bit the words of the Targum, Titein lanu be'emes, es asher hiftachto liyakov, ha'aymeis lanu, here we are making a request, es divorcho, asher hiftachto liyakov, that you've promised to Yaakov, ki loy ezovcho, I will not abandon. Now Rashi of the Targum also adds in over here the Akedah, because at the Akedah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu again renewed with Avraham Avinu. There are two things, I know I'm not explaining it well, but there are two. The Targum here is very powerful. He's telling us there are two critical moments in the life of Avraham Avinu that guaranteed the Eretz Yisrael will go to his children. The Targum mentions the Bris Bein HaBesarim, and he also mentions Akedas Yitzchak. Because after Akedas Yitzchak, Hashem said, in reward for what you have done, I will give the blessing to your children. I want to read the psukim to clarify this point. Okay, at the end of the Akedah, we say, Ki vorecha vorechacha, Yan, ki yan asher asisa es hadavar hazel, v'loi chasachta es bincha es yichidecha, ki vorecha vorechacha, והרבה הרבה את זרחו, כי רחבי השמיים, וככל אשר ספס יביאו את זרחו אישר אויביו, וזברכו בכל, וזרחו כל גוי הארץ. So here we have here the bracha that Hashem gave to Avraham, that he will have seed that will continue to carry on his legacy. When we combine that with what happened at the Bris Bein HaBesorim, that to his children they will inherit Eretz Yisrael, we have a double connection. So here, what are we doing in this pasuk? According to Rashi, according to Targum, we're coming to present. Okay, it's fine. He can't hear it?
He can hear, but I'm saying
yeah. It. A bit louder? Okay. So yeah, that's fine. Okay. So what we're doing over here is, in this pasuk, we're coming to be toivea. We're presenting our deed, and we're saying to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, there were two events in history where you promised that you would be good to the seed of Avraham Avinu. The heir to Avraham Avinu is Yaakov. Here we are. We are Yaakov. Therefore, we demand, Titein Emes LiYaakov. Give, grant the Emes LiYaakov, because you promised. You promised that we, this is the Targum, he's eating a lot of the pasuk of the Targum. You promised to Avraham Avinu that you would be good to his children and you would give over to his descendants the promise of what you've given to him. So according to this interpretation, the word emes does not mean like we commonly learn, it means the midah of emes, that you should grant us the ability to have integrity and to be honest, or if you want to say that MS is a code word for Torah, that you, Hashem, should give us siyata deshmaya to be able to learn Torah. That's one interpretation. But the Targum appears to be saying that the demand of MS means Hashem, you signed the document, and we're taking you to court. We're taking you to court. We're issuing a hazmana lebezdin. You made a promise. You said to Avram Avinu, by the bris ben Abasarim, you will give this land to his children. You renewed your commitment at the time of the Akedah that you will give the blessing that Avraham Avinu deserves to his children. So Hashem, it's time for you to be honest, to be a man of integrity. We're demanding Yosher, Titain, grant MS. What you signed, your word, your promise, Liakov. Okay? That's a whole new interpretation. That seemingly is what the Targum Yonasan is presenting here in these words, and Rashi is trying to bring it out. Let's try to read the words one more time in Rashi.
It's in both cases, he's not talking, you give it to Yaakov, you give it to Abraham. No, give it to us.
Because we are Yaakov.
To his
children, what Yaakov deserves, the MS, the guarantee that you promised that you would give to the descendant of Avraham Avinu, which was the Yaakov, we are Yaakov because we are his children. Yaakov is just an intermediary step to us. The promise was to give it to your children. In your lifetime, Avraham Avinu, you laid your eyes upon Yaakov Avinu. Now, where is Yaakov Avinu? He's not here. But we are in his place.
Right.
We are the Zera of Yaakov. How many years did Avraham Avinu live with Yaakov?
15
years. I always tell people that if you had a time machine, okay, go challenge someone. If you had a time machine, a real time machine, and you can go back in time to any time in the world, when would you go back to? It's a good question to ask children. Good question. When would you go back to? Would you go back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matan Torah? Maybe. Why not? Would you go back to Adam Arishon Gan Eden and tell him, watch out? Watch out. Would you go? Where would you go? Think about it. Where, if you can take a time machine and go back in time. So one of the possible times, one of the candidates, one of the possible options on the elevator, okay, and the button, you know, you go into the elevator, the time machine elevator, a lot of buttons, where do you want to go back to? Would be to go back to the time of the Avos. Who wouldn't want to go back to Eshel Avram? Okay, go back to Hotel Eshel. Hotel Avraham Avinu had a hotel, Eshel. What part of Avraham Avinu's life would you want to go to? So there's no doubt in my mind the best time to go would be the 15 years when Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov overlapped. Could you imagine such a tekufa in history? Where all three of them are alive together. Isn't that an amazing moment in time? All three are alive together. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, don't worry, don't say, you're going to have children. And the miracle was he had Yitzchak, and he saw Yaakov. Who would believe that Avraham Avinu would see a Yaakov Avinu, he would see a grandchild? Not real. We talk about, there's a much greater tzichoik. You know the much greater tzichoik of Sarah? Well, Sarah didn't see it, unfortunately. But the much greater tzichoik for Avraham was he saw Yaakov. Sarah was only zoiche to see Yitzchak. Sarah did not live to see grandchildren. Avraham was zoiche to see a grandchild. Yaakov and Esav. Even Esav at that time was a tzaddik. Basher husham. Esav was not yosel tar b'sra until Avraham Avinu died. At that time, in that point in time, he had nachas from Esav. Esav had a child nachas. Right? Why did he call Esau Nachas? Because for 15 years he gave his grandfather Nachas. For 15 years he sat on the lap of the Zayde of Avraham Avinu. He stole the Afikoyman. He also sat on the lap of Avraham Avinu. Okay? But he was, for 15 years, he wasn't a troublemaker. He didn't do Averus until after Avram Avinu died.
But so, very little interaction, almost nothing is written.
We don't know that. Nothing is such a book is not written. So what? Torah is not a soap opera. What? Okay, no, whatever is necessary. 15 years. So he promised Avram Avinu, you're going to have children. And Hashem repeats his promise again when it comes to the Akedah. And the children, of course, mean literally, you're going to have a Yitzhak and you're going to have a Yaakov. But at the Akedah, Hashem said the children, not just the children, your grandchildren, it means your offspring. It means all the generations. So here, according to the Rashi, the Targum is telling us over here, so here we're coming to make a demand, Titin Emes Yaakov Hashem, you're good for your word. You signed a document. You made a promise to Yaakov, to the grandchild. We are the heir to Yaakov, and we're here today to be Toivea. We want what we are entitled to, with a whole new translation. In fundraising, there's a rule. If you ever take a course in fundraising, you don't even have to. I once heard it's a very good, you know these TED Talks? Have you listened to TED Talks? TED Talks. They're very good. You know what a TED Talk is? No one here in this room heard of a TED Talk? A TED Talk. TED. TED. Go online and research. TED Talk is what I call the non-Jewish version of Torah Anytime. Okay, that's how I refer to it. The non-Jewish version, where basically it's I don't even know its organization, I don't know much about it, is where they have people who give speeches, short speeches, about 20-minute speeches. And they must have, I don't know the number of speeches, like Torah Anytime, but you know, short. And each person that speaks in a live audience, they have what to say. Every different topic and discipline you could imagine. And they're really good. They're really, really good. And I once listened to a TED Talk about fundraising. Fantastic. And then really nothing, no chidushim, basic, really basic yisoidais. Every fundraiser who does not know that TED Talk bal peh should not be in the business of fundraising. Okay, all of the psychology and what you need to know. And the truth is, there are no big chidushim in what this woman said. But one of the yisoides is, in fundraising, if you don't ask, you don't get. Don't think you can hang up a big shingle in the news, a big ad in the newspaper. Don't think you can hang in the newspaper, a big advertisement showing how great your organization is, and the money is going to just, people in the goodness of their heart have nothing better to do than to take out the checkbook and write a check and send it in to the address that says in the newspaper. This is not going to happen. That's not the way the world works. You go and you put your big advertisements in the newspaper to soften people up to your cause, and then you have to follow up by going over to them, calling them, and making a pitch. And you have to know what to say, the right words, but the rule is, if you don't ask, you don't get. That's exactly what's happening over here. Ribbono shel Olam, you made a pledge. You made a pledge.
Time to pay up.
Time to pay up. And if you don't ask, you don't get.
Well, guess what? We didn't get anyway.
Okay, yeah, it's true. I hear what you're saying. Not necessarily. Some of you could say that. We didn't get. We got plenty. We did get plenty. Here is where the end of Micha. Micha here is our fundraiser. And he says to the Ribbono shel Olam, excuse me, Ribbono shel Olam, titein emes liyakov. He made a pledge, he signed a document, we recorded the telephone call. Okay, you made a pledge, it's time for you to be ma'ames. Ma'ames means to be true to your word. Be ma'ames, what you said will go to Yaakov. The word emes, according to Rashi and the Targum, is not to be translated as a proper noun. It's to be translated as almost like a verb. It's now time, titain, with making a demand, ms. You have to really in the alamit, le ames, and to change the vowels. Titain, mazesha ato. I have to add a lot of words in, but it means le ames, to be true, to make it true. What you promised, you will give Yaakov. And that has to be done. Because if you don't ask, you're not going to get. Just because people in shul, they make pledges, I'll give $1,000 to this cause. Yeah, you believe it. Go talk to all of the the accountants and secretaries of the shuls and find out how many people pay up on their pledges. I told you once, it was hilarious, that an Or Yitzchak, right, daven on Shabbos, so there is a donor who gives them a lot of money for their cause, and he always gives it for Geshem. He gives it for Geshem, that's when he gives the money. He gives the money, that's his... So he gives this part of the they sell the aliyos. They sell the aliyos. So how much do the aliyos go for? $100. On Yom Tov, $150. $25. So $15,000. Nothing goes for $15,000. This gevir, he gives them money. They do a lot of very good things. They need a lot more money than that. They need a lot of money. Okay, so he gives the money at Geshem. So somehow it became a joke where they have the auction. So people basically, they bid up. Okay, Psicha for Geshem, $18, $100, $200, $300, $500, $1,000, $1,100, and it goes up and up and up until $1,500. And there are people there who are guests, have no clue what's going on. Everything is going for $18, $20, $100, $200. All of a sudden, what? $2,000, $3,000? And then they see this guy over here who probably doesn't have a penny to his name. He's bidding $3,000. What? This guy is bidding $4,000, $5,000. And this guy in the audience who never davened there before, he's a guest by his, he's there by his choice, a father-in-law of someone who got married. What in the world? These guys have so much money over here? And then they get to $13,000. This guy's eyes are popping out. And then the rabbi says, okay, Rabbi Yisai, enough. Whoever bids now has to really pay. Okay, so just because a person makes a pledge, it doesn't mean okay, you have to really pay. Here, the Ribbono Shel Olam made a pledge. Made a pledge, and now we're here to Tevea. Read the word, one more to the words of Rashi. Take a minute and Tisyehev. Give. Kushta the Yaakov Livnoi. What does it mean, the Kushta? This that you promised, you guaranteed to give a gift. Livnoi. Kmodi Kayemta Lebeves El. Like we find similar to where Hashem renewed his vow to give to Yaakov Avinu what he promised to give to his forefather Avram Avinu in Beisel, where he said to him, Tavos Avraham Lazari Basroi, that I will renew and I will give the blessing, the goodness that I've promised to your forefather Avraham to his seed that comes after. And furthermore, Kima, similar, Dikayem Tole Bein Bisraya, like what Hashem, where it all originated. Where did it all originate? It all originated by the Bris Ben Abasarim. The Titkar Lono Akedas Yitzchak. And he's eating a lot of words, which I don't have clarity what he's eating. He's mixing together a lot of things. He's mixing together what happened at Beisel, what happened at the Akedah, and what happened at the Bris Ben Abasarim. And they all have the common thread of the blessing that Hashem is going to give to Avram Avinu that will be fulfilled in the Zera. And here we are. Ribbono Shel Olam, we are the heirs to Yaakov Avinu. Titin lanu be'emes, give us with truth. In other words, be true to your word. Es asher hiftachto liyakov. Hey, ha'ames lanu. That's the key word. He takes the word emes and he translates it as ha'ames. Be true to your word. Es divorcho asher hiftachto liyakov. As it says in the Pasuk, Ki lo ye'ezovcha, I will not abandon you. I will be true to my word. Okay, now we go to the next part of Rashi. Chesel Yavam, Sechar, it's a continuation of this theme. Sechar, the reward. Chesel Asher Yavraham, Asher Tzivu Lebanov Lishmor Derech Hashem La'asai Tzedakul Mishpat. It says in the Pasuk, that Ki Yedativ, Hashem says about, right before Hashem destroyed Sodom, Hashem said, I have to let this be known to Avraham Avinu. I just can't act on my own. I have to let him know what I'm going to do. Why? Ki yidativ. In this context, the word yidativ means to love. Ki yidativ. Why do I love Avraham Avinu? Asher yitzava esbanov acharav lishmar derech Hashem. It's one of the most fundamental pesukim in Yadus. It's a very powerful pasuk. I love Avraham Avinu. You know why? Because he is the only one in this world that is in so much in love with me that his life mission is to make sure the next generation and the next generation continues to be Lishmaris Derech Hashem. A person can have it all. I don't care what's going to be tomorrow. I'm not going to be around. I'm long gone. I'm worried about what's going to be tomorrow. Lama ata doyeg al oilam she'enosh. L'chazal say, l'machar ata meis. In the future, you're not going to be alive. So therefore, what are you worried about? Lama ata doyeg al oilam she'enosh shaloi. If in the future, you're not going to be here, you're going to be in the next world. So this world is not going to be your world. When you're in the neshama, will be in the next world, you'll have nothing to do with this world. So what do you, right now, why do you care about this world? What do you care about this world right now? It's just a matter of time until we leave this world. And when we leave this world, we'll look at this world, or this world, like, who cares? Could we care less what's going on in Jupiter? Do you really care what's going on in Jupiter? Do you care what's going on in Neptune? You care what's going on in Pluto? Mars we care about for some reason. Mars we're totally obsessed with, right? We send rovers and all these shiny gadgets worth trillions of dollars wasting all of the taxpayer money. Instead of stimulating the economy, we're doing other things to stimulate the economy. So we send rovers to Mars. We think over there, that's where our solution. That's where the salvation will come from, on Mars. Okay, so are we really stimulating the economy by spending so much money to go to Mars, all the technology we invent to go there? Maybe, I don't think so, but maybe there is something to it. Maybe there are better ways to take taxpayer money to stimulate the economy and do better for man, who knows? But it's not for me to talk about, but in any event, do we really care about what's going on other planets? We couldn't care less, right? We couldn't even care less what's going on in Williamsburg. That was a nasty thing to say, right? Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Take that back. Okay, but Avraham Avinu was not like that. Avraham Avinu, he was concerned. What was he concerned about? And Hashem said to him, I love him. Ki yidativ, I love him. Because Leman here means because Hashem yitzaveh as born of Acharav, he commands his children, grandchildren, lishmor derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. Ramchal, one of his most popular sephardim is derech Hashem. Okay, I'm not mistaken, it's from Ramchal. Derech Hashem, we also wrote that sefer. The derech Hashem. So Derech Hashem is a very popular sefer. Derech Hashem is a beautiful sefer. So this is why Hashem loves Avraham Avinu, and that's over here what he's saying over here. The chesed is, this is a new translation, Rabbi Yisai. That's not what we commonly think about chesed. We're learning over here things that we never heard before. Appreciate, you learn nach. You learn over here things that we never dawned upon us. You go out into the streets. Go on Avenue M and stop the next guy you see that looks like a Shomer Shabbos and say to him, excuse me, sir, did you learn in yeshiva the meaning, the translation of the word chesed? And what is he going to say to you? Of course, I'm the greatest Talmud Chacham who ever lived. What does chesed mean? It means kindness. It means to give charity. It means to mabake chole. It means to bury the dead. It means to help Yisoyimim. It means to help your fellow man. Okay, very nice. Does it mean anything else? Nope. It's all it means. Not true. Chesed, according to Rashi's understanding, is to do chesed with Hashem. Chesed with Hashem. What does Hashem need from me? Hashem has it all. Hashem has it all. No, he doesn't. Hashem needs you to make sure that the next generation will know that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. He needs you to make sure that the next generation knows how to learn a Daf Gemara. He needs you to know that the next generation, that they should have a desire to spend an hour in the morning learning, to do something, to learn a little bit, to know about Hashem. That's called chesed. That's the chesed you do with Hashem. The chesed you do with Hashem is l'man asher yitzaveh es bonov acharov lishmor derech Hashem. There's no money, no going to a cemetery, no going to a hospital. It's to be mechanech your children. What's the chinuch? You should know there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Do chesed with Hashem. That's the chesed of Avraham Avinu. So now when you say the Shemona Esrei, first bracha every single day, Goymel chasodim hakel hagadol hagibah v'nira Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. There is a God Avraham. In reward of what Avraham did, we say back to you, Hashem, Goymel chasodim tovim. Do you know why Hashem is goymel chasodim tovim upon this world? It's mida kineged mida. It's because we are the children of Avraham Avinu, and Avraham is the ish chesed. And you know what his chesed was? He taught us lishmar derech Hashem. And that's why it continues at the end of the bracha, umevi goyel levnei v'neihem. It's all connected. The v'nei v'neihem of the first bracha is not a coincidence. This is the chesed. The chesed that Hashem does with us is all related to the midah keneged midah of the chesed of this that Hashem is, the Elokei Avraham. Because Avraham did chesed with Hashem. And what was the chesed? Ki yidativ, leman, asher yitzaveh, es bonov acharov, lishmor, derech Hashem. This pasuk is the most fundamental pesukim in Tanakh. Okay, there are certain pesukim in Tanakh. I was very sure there was a safe. I really wanted to buy it. I wanted to buy it. It was a very good, a kuntras. Should have bought it. And basically, the person who wrote this wasn't any big deal. It was just a collection of pesukim, a person who knew Tanakh on his fingertips. He put a little kuntras. All of the pesukim that really touched him in going through the entire Tanakh backwards and forwards, that he felt bring out the essence of Yadus. The essence. And he took like a few pesukim from every single sefer. You got to know this pasuk by heart. Because this pasuk by heart, it says it all. It says it all in this dimension. This pasuk says it all. It really does say it all of what Yadus is all about. It's about commitment, about Jewish education. It's about legacy. It's about avos ubanim. The pasuk, it says it all. Ki yedatif. The pasuk of ki yedatif. Leman asher yitzaves bonav achrev l'shmar. The pasuk right before the destruction of Sodom. Ki yedatif. And by the way, from that pasuk, you also learn one of the most fundamental yisodos of marriage. Because that pasuk, the pshutoy shel mikra, means ki yedatif, means what? I know him. And Rashi there says, I love him. In this context, we learn that the word yidia, dea, means to love. What does it say about the first marriage in the world? The Adam yoda es chava ishtoy. What does that mean? He knew her. I mean, yoda. So if you want to be graphic, you'll say it means he had marital relations with her. That's what it means. Yoda, he was connected to her. He had marital relations, and he produced a child, and the child's name was Cain and Hevel. But from the Pshutai Shel Mikra of the Torah itself, the word yoda means to love. Ki, how do I know? Hashem himself said it. Ki yidativ. Look in the Mefarshim on the page. I love Avraham. You know why I love him? Ki yidativ leman asher yitzaves bonav achrav l'shmur derech Hashem. So you see from that pasuk, the word yidativ means to love. So now take that and go back to the beginning of the Torah, and it says Hashem made from Adam Arisha in a wife, and it says v'Adam yoda es chava ishtoi. Okay, it wasn't a business relationship, Adam and Chava, even though there was a lot of trouble, Okay, there was a lot of trouble going on. V'odom yoda eschave ishtoi. And that took, by the way, it says that after the Chet Eitz Hadas, okay, after she set him up and got him into trouble and finished him off, still it says, after all that, v'odom yoda eschave ishtoi. He still loved her. Even though she burnt his food and put him straight into Gehenna and drove him out of Gan Eden, it still says v'adam yada eschave ishtai. I remember years ago I watched on television some show where a woman they showed she mamish tried to murder her husband. She and her husband didn't even know about it. The police knew about it and they were following it all the way through. And the moment before she killed him, they arrested her. She really tried to murder him in cold blood. There's nothing to talk about. The evidence, a smoking gun, was as good as it gets. And they locked her up, v'chulu. And the husband after I don't know whatever it was after period that wasn't immediately. He says, "Okay, let her go. I don't want to press charges. Okay, I forgive her. She come home. Let her come home. We'll work it out." So the police, they didn't know. They went, "What? She tried to kill you. She literally tried to kill you. You would have been dead if not for us. And you don't want to press charges? You can't. I'm sorry. It's not. We don't. It's not in your. It's not your decision to make. We, the state, are going to press charges for murder. For murder. For attempted murder." So the husband says, "Who are you? Who are you? She wanted to kill me, not you. Who are you to go press charges? I want my wife back. I'll work it out with her." And this became a celebrated case in court. Maybe you know about this. It was a major case. You can probably Google it. A major case in court, in such a case where a person was tried to murder. Who is the Baal HaBos over pressing charges for attempted murder? The victim or the Beis Din? The state. Is she cool? Well, what is the purpose? Is she a danger to society? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. You talk about this forever and ever. Okay, they did talk about it. I don't know I think the Maskana was she did go to jail. The Maskana was she did go to jail. She did go to jail, but he came to visit her all the time. He came to visit her. Pile Ploim, right? What's the Makar for this? There's a much greater, more bizarre story than this. And that's Adam and Chava. You think that's bizarre? Adam, reality is more bizarre than fiction. Even though they're both reality. Okay, they're both, but relative one to another. Chava did to Adam what no woman can ever do. She finished him off. She finished him off totally. And yet, what does it say? Who could believe such a thing? The next pasuk, the Adam yoda es Chava ishtoi. And the translation of the word yoda means, we just learned it here, ki yidativ, I love him. And they lived happily ever after. Pile Ploim, wonder of wonders, how what goes on in this world. Fiction, yeah, what?
Granting that point, because it says ishto, could have said adam yoda eschave, finished. But they hear the word
ishtoi, ishtoi. Pile Ploim, not to be blue gate. Let's go back to the Rashi. So if I Rashi over here, it says Nachman Rashi over here on page 532 on the left. So Avraham Schar Chesed Asher Li Avraham. This Rashi is just not real. It's off the charts, this Rashi. And Rashi tells you, what is the translation of Chesed? The Chesed Avraham. We always think it's Hotel Eshel. Achila Shesia and Levoya. Lina. Eating, Shesia, drinking, and Lina. Right, Lina. Lena, lodging. No. Rashi says, you got it all wrong. That's not the chesed of Avraham. Avraham did chesed with the Ribbonai Shalolam. How? The next generation also has to know. Chinuch Habonim is the ultimate chesed. It's the chesed you do with Hashem. Asher tzivo lebon of lishmar derech Hashem la'asois tzedako mishpat. There's children. Ulkach lo nemar v'chesed elo chesed. It says chesed ha'emes sheta'ames lanu es havtochas Yaakov. This that you will make true, you will be ma'ames, what you promised Avraham Avinu, that he will give to his descendants. He tihiyeh, this is the midah kineged midah, the tashlum gemul chastoy shel Avraham. This Rashi should hang up on a big sign all over all the world, this Rashi. How what he says over here, tifataych this pasuk. Asher nishpata, back, where did you make the shvuah? Okay, this just goes back to the beginning. Ba'kedosoy shel Yitzchak, be nishpati num Hashem. I myself swear, so says Hashem. I swear by my own neshama. I swear by my own self. That's an impossible pasuk to understand. Impossible. There's no one in the world that can tell you what this means. Be this like a zoyar. If you want to find a zoyar, like, there are certain things that are Kabbalah. And don't go there. There's no way you can possibly know what it means. In the Torah, so you say, oh, the Torah is not meant, it's not Kabbalah. I'm sorry. The Torah has to be readable. Readable for the lowest common denominator of the world. Sorry, there are certain psukim in the Torah that are impossible to understand. And here is one of them. Be nishpati. What does that mean? Hashem says, I swear by myself. Well, we don't even know what Hashem is. So if we don't even know what Hashem is, how can we say that we understand what it means? Be nishpati. Hashem says, I swear by myself. And I take the Bible, you put your hand on the Bible. So Hashem says, I put my hand on myself. Oh, come on, there's no way you understand what this means. Be nishpati num Hashem, so is Hashem, kiyan, because, asher asisa es adav arzev lechasach, tzmitchas chidecha, v'chul v'chulu, I'm going to give over to your children. Okay, so this is a summary of a whole new translation of this pasuk. Titin emes Yaakov, we're coming here to be toveya. We're coming here, if you don't ask, you don't get. Hashem, it's time for you to pay up. Titin emes bime ames. What you promised our forefather Avraham, what you promised that you would give to his descendants Yaakov, because we are in the place of Yaakov. What was the promise? Ash chesed li Avraham. It's compensation. It's midah keneged midah. Avraham Avinu was good to you. What was he good? Yedatev leman asher yitzaves bonov acharav l'shmor derech Hashem. So midah keneged midah, you promised that you will also be good to his children and give them the legacy of Eretz Yisrael, of the Torah, and all of the bracha of this world. Asher, and you even swore to that. It wasn't just a pledge, it was a shvuah. Asher nishpat lavoseinu mimei kedem. In the process of this interpretation, we learn a new translation of the word chesed, and we learn a new translation of the word emes. Emes here is not a proper noun. It's not referring to an object of Torah, the midah of emes, integrity. It's referring to an action. Hashem, step up to the plate. It's time for you to take action and promise and do what you said you're going to do in reward, the midah keneged midah. And we have this idea. Everything now makes a very big difference. When you learn the first brach of Shemona Esrei, it takes on a whole new meaning. It takes on a whole new meaning. Maybe go levnei v'nei l'man shemo b'yava. In essence, like saying to Hashem, Hashem, it's time for you to be ma'amis, tin emes Yaakov, because you are the Elokei Avraham, and midah keneged midah, just like Avraham over here was yodat to teach his children who we are as children, and we're still here. So you also have to pay up on your debt.
He actually emphasizes what he said before. Ki chafetz chesed Hashem.
He wanted that.
Chesed with me. This was he means. Chafetz chesed.
Hashem wants that we should continue the legacy on to the next generation. How many Jaham look you see in society today? Once in a goyish society, if they're married, you know, and so when they have a child, once a child is taught, go to college, who would stay in their parents' home? You're out of the house. You're gone. Once a child is 18, they finishes high school. Dark goyish lelum is you leave your parents' home. You leave your parents' home, you go live in a basement somewhere, you find some, the whole building over here on Avenue M is almost built on that, the yuppie generation. Mm-hmm. It's all built on these small little apartments for singles who leave their parents' home and make good money, and they have money to spend, and they have their own little apartment, and the whole economy is built upon this principle where children, when they reach the adolescence, they reach 18 years old, they're gone. They're gone. Parents, you're old timers. You're an old generation. We don't want to know from you. By Klal Yisrael, it's not the way it is. It's not the way it is. The connection never ends. Grandparents are still paying for tuition. Okay, it doesn't end. Okay, let's now take a look over here at the Radak. Radak pasuk yud ches mikel kamaycha divrei hanavi keneged elkel yisparach. What's the chiddush? What is Radak saying that we do not know? Okay, what is the Radak saying that we do not know? We have to keep that in mind. L'sheiris nachal asoy l'oisam sheyisharu b'voy hagoyel. He's saying something that says similar to what it says in the Mitzvot David. We're talking about the Mashiach, the times of Mashiach. I'm on page 531. Even though they're guilty, the Jewish people are guilty. Why? Now, this is a very shocking thing. This is a very shocking thing what he says over here, which you don't hear about. Over here, the Radak is coming to point fingers. And he's coming to tell us our sin. The sin is, why don't you go to Eretz Yisrael? Big talkers, like me over here, right? Sitting here in America, big talkers. If you really believe in everything that you talk about, so pick yourself up and go to Eretz Yisrael. And that's a sin not to go to Eretz Yisrael. What is a sin? He's not going to hold on to the anger. What's the anger according to the Radak? You would think the anger is, they do Averois, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Shvi Chastamim, Lashon Hara, they talk during davening, then Israel sneezes, they don't have filters on their phone, Chveis, the list goes on and on, all these things. No. The anger is, what are you doing in America? You don't belong here. This is not your land. You are an unwelcome guest in a land that's not yours. Okay, kiger yiye zaracha bi'eretz loy lohem. This is not your land. You do not belong here. And Hashem is angry. And Hashem, even though I am angry, I'm not going to punish you for this. Afal pi shehoyu chayovim, they're guilty. Why are they guilty? Sheloy yetsu mehagolus. They did not leave the golus. L'roya ma'aseyem sha'asu, due to the evil deeds that they did. Now, maybe I read too much into the words. But what I said is still true, because in Ezra and Nehemiah, the words, they are very, very sharp. And that certainly applies to us. Ezra and Nehemiah, how many people took advantage? 5% of the Jewish population. 5%. And Ezra and Nehemiah went on a tirade, to let the goyim have it. Chutzpah Noira. Here you have Eretz Yisrael. Koresh says, go back, and you're sitting here in Bavel, 5%. When the state of Israel was established and the law of return was enacted, what percent of the Jewish population took advantage? 5%. Same thing. Deja vu all over again. Just like the movie. Okay? So 5%. So there's definitely parallels between an Eis Ratzon and Eis Ratzon and taking advantage. The time of the Bayesheni was an Eis Ratzon, where Chazal say miracles could have happened. Mashiach could have easily come at that moment in time. After the Holocaust, Hashem showed favor upon Klal Yisrael. I'm not saying this, but people are saying this, and in hindsight, you see, you know, you can't judge anyone, because the pressures and the tsaros are so great. But the establishment of the state of Israel was an incredible thing, beyond belief. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity to return was there. If the whole Klal Yisrael would have done in one shot, then it would have been a different Eretz Yisrael. Problem is, only a teeny percent took advantage. So only 10% took advantage. So then, you know, it's a struggle. And the struggle, each thing builds on itself. But listen, who's to point fingers? There's no doubt in my mind, I'm the first chicken out there. And I first coward, and I wouldn't have been any better. That's an understatement. Pasuk Yutes, Yoshev, Omar Yoshev Yirachameinu, the Omar v'Sashlich. We have a change of person. First, it says it in the they Yoshev Yirachamei Me'Hashem Erachmonis upon them. And then it's v'sashlich yirachameinu may Hashem, in third person, may Hashem have rachmonis. And then we address Hashem directly. May you have rachmanis. He's not allowed to do that in grammar. He's not allowed to switch in one sentence between may he and you. If you're describing Hashem in third person, may the Ribbono Shel Olam do this. You're not allowed to switch and say, may you do this. So what is going on over here? How come we may Hashem have rachmanis upon them? Then is may you throw into the yam. Be'am Ravitz Hashlech. Kein derech ha-mikra. Be'mekoy mesh-rabim. Mudabel anoichach. V'shlo anoichach. Be'pasik echad. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not getting a grade for his grammar. And he can switch his... That's the derech ha-mikrois. That's the beauty. That's the poetry of Tanakh. V'chein amer avonoseinu. Our sins. V'omar chad. Their sins. We change tenses. Our sins and their sins. Yichboish ka'adam. So we learned before that mezuzah means to take hold very firmly. He learns yichboish ka'adam shekoyvesh ha'adav etachas raglav shelo yeroeh. You suppress. This is not what it says in the mezuzahs. V'zeh shama v'sashlok v'mislosyom noisei ka'adam shemesalek davar mimikaymo. You remove it from its place. So over here, the Radak did indeed say a mouthful, which is in disagreement or very different than we learned in the Mitzudais. To review, the Mitzudais said the word Yich Boish means what? To firmly take hold. L'chazik. To firmly take hold. The Radak is translating it more popular translation. It means to dismiss or to suppress. To suppress or to his words are shekoyvesh tachas raglav. You just push it away. You push it away. You suppress it. You distance it. Tachas raglav. Koyvesh es yitzro. Just get rid of the yitzro. Just push it away. Push it away. Distance it. Distance the yitzahara. Suppress it. That's completely opposite of being machzik. Okay, this, I guess, the two schools of thought psychology. In psychology, we discussed yesterday. In psychology, when a person has an issue that's bothering him. Take out the books on psychology, take a course in psychology, what are they going to tell you? There are two approaches to deal with issues. Either you could conquer it, you can suppress it, or you can bring it out and deal with it. Some people have a very difficult point in life, so what do? They hypnotize you. And then they take you back to that moment when you had the issue. Someone was abused. So either you can tell the child, just forget about it. Don't ever think about it for the rest of your life. Just forget about it. Or you go to a psychologist, hypnotize the child, and they relive the experience, play by play. And as they relive the experience, play by play, the psychologist professionally explains, it's not the end of the world. Accept it. Accept it. This is how you have to understand what happened, and we'll work with it. And then when it'll all be over, yeah, it happened. So big deal, it happened. Big deal, I know about it, I see it in front of me, clarity, and it's okay. It's okay, I can deal with it. There are two different mahalchim in the world of psychology, how to deal with issues that people have. Suppression versus expression. To re-express, to re-deal with it, and analyze it and learn how to accept it. Guess what? The Rishonim were way ahead of modern day psychology. You have here Rashi, Radak, and you have the Mitzudas. We have the word Yichboish. Yichboish is the popular usage of HaKoyvesh Es Yitzro, an addict. Yitzro, a person is an addict. He's addicted to his Yetzirah, whether it's alcohol, substance abuse, whether it's noshim, it's who knows what. How do you deal with it? Yichbo yishes yitzroi. Look at that. The mitzvah stuff it says, modern day psychology, take hold of it. Let's deal with it. Let's understand it. L'chol piroteha, v'diktukeha, v'chavonoseha, and we'll figure out a way to work with it, that it should not destroy your life. And the Radak says, no, that's not the pshat. Give it a kick. And get rid of it. Take the computer and throw it out of your house. What works? Depends. Yesh v'yesh. Some people, one mahalach work, some people, another mahalach work. Yichbosh. It's unbelievable how they're really way ahead of the time. Everything is in the Chazal. Everything. Ha'foichba, ha'foichba, dekulaba. And then he says the other difference, we wouldn't know say. Nose he learns, we learn Nose means to carry, according to the Mitzvot, and to hold. Here he says, no, Nose means, Gadam Shemesalek, same, the Toli Zebezeh. Bimitzulois, Bishuruk, Hatzadi, okay, Bimtzulois, Vahamitzulo, who Oimek Haman, the Devil Yam, Pasuk Chosun, very quickly, Tirem Zdakov, Achesel, Huli Avram, Shnos, and Loi, Bechastoy, Arit, Lubon of Acharav. The Radak is not as deep as the Rashi, he's just saying very simply, the chesed is the promise to the kindness that we're going to be inherit the land. That's similar to Rashi. Emes also means to be ma'amis. He is the true God. Okay, see, he's really saying the same thing as Rashi, and he's really saying even in more powerful words, because Hashem is the God of Emes. Therefore, Hashem, you have an obligation to be Ma'amis, Hashem Shemar Lav Roseinu, Kol Al Shloishes Avos. This goes back to learning in the Mitzvot yesterday. Over here, we have an allusion to Yitzchak. Don't think Yitzchak is going to get out of the words of Micha. Micha is obsessed with Yitzchak the same way he's obsessed with Avraham and Yaakov. Kol Al Shloishes Avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He swore to all three. So when it says Asher Nishpata, that's coming to be Koilel Yitzchak as well. Titin Kush is going back to what Rashi says. Titin Kush to Yaakov Levnoya Kemod Dekayem Ta Lei Bebeiskel Tov Vos Avraham Lezare Basrei Kemod Dekayem Ta Lei Bein Bisraya Titka Lono Akidas Yitzchak Bar Avraham. The Akedah by Avraham, the Issachar, he was put up, he was bound, Al Gabe Mid Bechan, the Mizbech, Kodomach, before you, to Aved im Mono, Tov Von, do goodness, de Kayemta, Lahavasana, Miyamekene, from days of yore. Okay, that's just, we did that already in Rashi, so we've done so far the Mitzudais, the Rashi, and the Radak, to Mar Mir Tzashem onto the Malbum.
What you said about
So his nachala, same thing.